happening.
Good evening.
Firstly, let me say to those here in distress that we are not unaware of your problems. Rather than speak personally, I will say only that all human conditions are caused by an imbalance of mind and body. We, of course, cannot interfere with the pathway of each individual. But what I will say is that the power and the knowledge lie within each one. As far as the young woman is concerned, she will be okay. And that is all I will say in that respect.
Thank you.
The other lady has had much difficulty, and as a consequence, her body is now telling her that all is not quite balanced. And she is being positive most of the time, which indeed will help. And of course, as you know, your earthly doctors are doing wonderful things within your scope of medicine. I would say, trust not only those doctors, but trust your inner voice. And I will leave it there for you. And of course, as always, your voices reach those who wish to help with healing within our world. No one is ever alone. So take those words, my dear friends, and know that we are close by. Each and every one of you.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
I think I was saying earlier, I think Emily is a good example, and she said to me just the other day that your words, Sanimet, are what have brought her through, and she is most grateful to you, and everything is happening just as you said. So that has been a huge comfort to everybody and an example of how your words actually work, if that's a word. Not that we ever doubted it, but it's lovely to see the outcome. So thank you very much.
She has been a young woman who has listened, and listened well to our words. Therefore, and I do not say she will never feel well at all times. But what I will say is that she has the knowledge and understanding to help herself.
Yes. Thank you.
But of course, the human spirit has all of the emotions that go with being human. And that is what we will try to help you all with at all times.
Thank you.
I wish now we have spoken about power and knowledge. I wish to say to you this time, it is all very well that you hear our words of all the mediums in this world who have a connection with spirits. They do very good work. But what I wish to say to you, my dear friend, is that it is time that each one of you, and we understand that each one of you are on a different pathway, varying skills of recognition of spirit, but each and every one of you can now seek to find that deeper inner power which you all have. In this world, it has become increasingly difficult when dealing with mediums who work in trance because of the many electrical and electronic goods which you have in the world at this time. It therefore means that those who work in trance have to be taken that little bit deeper. And I say to you, it is by going that little bit deeper that you come to recognize the true spirit.
And would it also, Selimet, be helpful to switch off many electrical gadgets in the home?
If you wish to go into a meditative state, I would suggest that you do. Mm-hmm. It is all energy, as you fully understand.
Yes.
But it is not in meditation so much that it interferes as when you go that stage further. You understand?
Yes, thank you.
How do the electrical waves how do they affect the transmitting of spiritual words?
Because the energy interferes with the pure energy of spirit.
Oh, yeah.
It is a much more base energy, the power that is used on your earth planet. Remember that those of us who come to speak with you come from a place of pure spirit. Do you understand what I say to you? It is delicate and detailed and not easy to understand.
Is it a little bit like certain music would also interfere?
Music can either lift the energy or it can make it become negative. There are always two ways to look at that. And all of you must know and understand the power of music.
Yes.
And beautiful music as opposed to what young people would find acceptable to them.
Yeah.
And I am sure, my dear friends, that as each one of you have grown older, that you appreciate beautiful music much more.
That's true. Yeah.
And it lifts your own energies. So never underestimate the kind of energy that is being used.
Yes, it's obvious with the plants that when they have beautiful music played to them, they respond well in growth to it. But when they receive acid rock music, they respond in a negative way. I have carried out this experiment myself in greenhouse conditions.
Well, perhaps I can compare you all to larger plants. If that would make sense to you. After all, everything that exists is energy. And you will respond either positively or negatively. But the negativity is a platform for growth. So we will not say too much about it.
You're talking about the plants. I was only just thinking actually today, or yesterday and today actually, about you said we shouldn't eat animals, preferably, and they have spirit. But then plants have spirit as well, and we eat them. So what is the difference, really?
In what way? Different. There is no difference. All is energy.
So, if we shouldn't eat animals, as you said, it would be better, preferable if we didn't.
Because they are on a different plane of existence. Their evolvement is different.
Right. So we're not actually harming the plants when we eat them, then? Well, we are, aren't we? Because we're killing them, but.
Well, you are becoming too complicated in your thinking. The great divine creator brought to us natural goods. After all, you have to sustain the human body in some way.
Yes.
You have not reached the point of being spirit, therefore the body has to be sustained and fed and watered in the same way that the plant does, but the only difference is in the evolution of both.
Right.
You understand?
Yes, thank you.
In other words, it's all there for us while we're on whichever planet we're on.
Yes.
It's just eating the right things.
And, of course, you must remember the way in which it is taken for you. You should give thanks for all that you have, all that is supplied for you. But not many people on your planet today thank the great creator for all the food and nourishment that is there for them.
Which I think a lot of people on the planet don't believe in the great creator, so.
Well, I will only say this to you, that we in spirit are much happier at this present time than at any other time in existence.
Well, that's a comfort. That's nice to know.
Minds are opening to spiritual matters. And therefore, although you have many problems on this planet, we are happy to see such growth.
That's good.
You mentioned recently, Sajimet, that there will be great advances this year in medical matters.
I still stand by those words.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, of course. I have recently become aware of the Azara, what is known as the Azara system, which is a computerized program of kinesiology, basically.
Yes.
Which measures electrical human response.
Yes.
And feeds information into a computer program. Three of us here have recently sampled this process, and it seems to me that it is a wonderful advancement.
Yes.
Possibly part of what you were saying earlier.
It is an old system with new words. Yes, the body energy pulses are able to be detected, but this is a prime example of how machinery can be used for good.
Mm. Yes, indeed.
So I would say to you, there are many things in your world which are still termed borderline, I think you would say.
Yes.
But if it is helpful to only a few people, then that can only be good.
Mm. Yes.
Your body tells you all. I only wish that human beings could recognize this.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, the computer program seems to recognize this. So perhaps that
it's cleverer than the human. Yes. 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 Do we have any questions this time?
But we have to nurture the body as well in order for it to...
You have to give thanks for all that you have.
Yes.
Yes, even in times that are not so good.
Yes.
Yes.
More so.
Yes, you are correct. More so in times when the human element overtakes the spiritual aspect.
It's easy to give thanks when things are easy.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. But in a way, humankind has lost that ability of giving thanks for the most simple of things.
Mm. I have been reading recently, Salimet, about a wonderful spirit of the name Zabdiel, who came through the Reverend G. Owen in the year 1913, and he describes his place in spirit as sphere 10, so I think he is a fairly well advanced one in spirit. Much of what he says is in line with what you have told us.
He is one of the angelic group.
Ah, he is angelic. Ah, yes. And in particular, he was mentioning cosmic energy as being more fundamental than the ether and the process of creation involving both cosmic energy and the ether, and this leading to the material creation. And I couldn't help thinking he is so much in line with your teaching in that.
Yes. He still has a way to go, as we all do.
Mm.
But yes, when you speak of creation, you are speaking of prime energy. You are speaking of that great power who creates all things. And in creating the material worlds that he has and I use he very dubiously, because he is energy, not a person.
Yes.
Yes. All energy comes from the same source. Whether it is to create or to create universes or to create a planet such as Earth, you have to realize that no matter what you call it, cosmic energy, ether, it does not matter. To us who have come some way, we recognize it only as the God power.
Yes, I felt that his medium was perhaps not quite a pure channel. He mentions lords of creation as if there are beings, actual beings, responsible for the material creation.
I believe if you look to the name, it will give you some clue as to why that was voiced.
Mm. Because he was a reverend.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Still being influenced, even although he says he comes from level 10, I believe you said. I am not at one with these levels. I would prefer to say that it is a blending at each stage of progression.
Yes, so it reflects that...
There is still a reflection of the medium.
Yes, not quite a pure channel. In the case of Eileen here, her consciousness is placed entirely to one side. So
if you are being used in deep trance, then of course consciousness is placed to one side. Whilst there remains any chance of human elements, human thoughts, then they will creep in eventually. Yes.
Yes. So we can say that your channel is a pure channel, whereas a partial trance medium cannot provide quite a pure channel.
Most of the time they're channeling, as you call it, is perfectly good, but always, as I have said, always the risk of the human mind coming into play.
Yes. So perhaps describing lords of creation isn't quite right.
There are no lords of creation.
No, the creation is simply a natural process, I believe.
Yes.
Oh. Thank you for that.
Have you got a question, Jill?
I would like to ask Salome, please. What happens to the spirit babies? Do they all go into a pool when they pass over or are stillborn? Or to wait for their mums? Or do they grow up in spirit world?
This is not quite a straightforward answer as you would think. Mm-hmm. Of course, the babies who pass to spirit, if they have had the love bond, they will be nurtured and raised in spirit. And of course, they will know and recognize their mother, as you say, when their time comes to pass to spirit. There are a small element that, let us say, I think you would call when babies are aborted early. They are still spirit, but they have never had the love connection. And those spirits, and it is very few, I have to say, will return to a pool of energy. But mostly they grow in spirit, these children. They are loved and raised by those in spirit who wish to do this work.
Thank you. That's
nice. And they know, of course, their parents.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, Solomon. Thank you.
Do we have any more questions?
I'm not sure if this has been asked because I haven't been here all the time. The fragment of the soul that for the rescue that we did a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Is that the same as the soul retrieval that the shamans talk about?
Yes, exactly the same. Mm-hmm. It is as simple as that. It is something that not all people recognize, but it is there. And it happens often. And remember, or perhaps you do not remember, that the soul is many aspects. Therefore, it is feasible that you can lose an aspect of the soul. I do not actually like the word lose. That is not quite correct. It is a disconnection for a very short time. That is what it is. You understand? Good.
Yes, we haven't had... I don't think we've had a rescue like that one quite before, but there's obviously... some need for it.
It happens. Yes. It is nothing to be concerned about it, but it does happen. And I know that you were all quite taken with that particular rescue. It is just another variance on what happens with rescues.
Yeah.
And, of course, we are ever grateful for all of you who are involved in rescue work.
Have you got time for one more question?
I will take only one more this time.
I could ask one if no one else has a... I was reading about... we've touched on this subject before of what they call abductees, people who've experienced being taken off into spaceships of people from other planets. And I was reading a little bit more that, you know, perhaps they're not actually taken like they appear to be. Perhaps they've actually given their consent to be... for these meetings to take place between us and people from other planets. So, the reasons seem to be, in some cases, they're being educated on these ships. In other cases, it's... from what I read and hear, there's a little bit of investigation into their DNA and things for... and I'm not quite clear whether that is in some way connected to helping, possibly in the future, those from other planets to find ways to one day adapt a bit more to living on Earth, maybe. I don't know if you can say anything about that.
Yes, firstly, let me say about abductees in your world. I will confirm that this has happened. Not all of whom you call aliens are of pure and goodness. They are not pure people. They are energies and people who come from other planets. Of this there is no doubt.
Yes.
Whether you are ready for this in your world as of yet, we remain dubious.
Yeah.
But apart from those people who have mental conditions, human mental conditions, and there are some, those who have been abducted, of course, meet people who are curious and wish to explore further. This is also true, but the element of investigation from others are not pure thoughts. So there is a range of abductees.
Yes.
And there is so much controversy in your world at this time of your evolving that this it is too much for people to accept readily just at this moment in time.
Yes, yeah, it's all quite it's probably a difficult subject to go into, I guess.
Yes, but it is for most people, but for those people who know differently, it is fact. But be careful that you do not just accept everything that is written about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As in your world there are good and bad people, so those beings from other planets, there are usually good and bad.
Yes, and of course. And I suppose it could be comforting to know that those bad ones are still subject to the laws of karma, just like
yes.
we are, and they're also going to be. We're all protected by our own spirit guides, not just from other humans, but from everybody. So we shouldn't have any fears.
No, you should never have fear. It, as I have said on many occasions, it is negative. Fear is negative. Fear can be your downfall.
Perhaps we could generalize and say that such news about abductions and UFOs appears freely on our internet, but is not appearing on our more traditional news channels because certain people in control feel that the population is not yet ready, as you suggest.
Yes, it comes down to fear. It is, as the gentleman has said, it is a topic still in your world which is harder to understand. But truth will always out. Truth will always be there. And that is what you have to look to.
Yes, it's more and more opening up, we feel.
As your world has become a smaller place, so too is space. It is becoming smaller all of the time. And that is why you now hear And of course, in times past, as we have spoken before, there have been visitors. But again, that would be readily denied today. So I would say on that subject, just to be patient.
Would it also be true for us to generalise and say that the majority of visitors who are extraterrestrial are of good,
yes,
loving
of
mind?
Of course.
Yes.
It is curiosity at the moment with those.
Yes. Because if they had not advanced spiritually, they would not be able to space travel. Is that true?
It is not to do with their advancement of spirit. It is to do that it is a completely different type of energy that they have. Although it all comes from the same source, they live on a different type of planet. So do not assume that all from one planet are good. You are only good. Not even in spirit are all souls good straight away. You understand?
Yes.
It takes time.
Yes.
So when you speak of aliens from other planets, you are speaking of just another group of people. They may look different, they may feel different, but nevertheless, they still are not spirit.
And they are a mixed group of people.
Yes.
Yes.
I hope that makes sense to you.
It does indeed. That's very helpful, Salimet. Thank you.
Salimet, could I just ask one quick question?
If it is very quick.
Very quick. Is it common to hear spirit's voice out loud? Mm. Because I've been hearing, I have over the years heard a voice out loud in my bedroom.
I
heard this morning, and there seems to be a lot of activity at the moment. My husband saw a spirit walk past him, and my daughter started coming in our bed again, because I think I'm guessing it's because she's sensing it. Would you be able to comment?
Of course it is. Spirit are able to do many things, and to be able to project a voice is not difficult for many. Yes, so there is no problem. The answer to that question is yes, you can hear spirit voice.
Yes, so it's somebody communicating. Yeah. Hopefully it's just a well wish.
It is often done when the spirit becomes a little frustrated, or when the people around are not aware of them.
Okay. So,
and that is one way to catch
their attention. Yeah, because I've had things falling off, clatters and bangs, windows opened and closed, and spoils and lots of things.
Just be aware that it is not the emotion of the young girl that is causing these things.
Okay, so I'll just be welcoming.
Yes.
And then they'll probably feel more happy.
Yes, when she is feeling happier, these things should stop.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
So we're being supported, really.
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much.
My father died 5 months ago, and the three of us, my sister, Cheryl, and myself, have all heard him. But it's not in a frustration way. He said hello to my sister and Cheryl, and he said goodbye to me, because I believe that in my dream state we went off somewhere together, and as I came back and woke up, I took this sharp intake of breath in as I saw him, and then this voice in the room, in the bedroom, was so loud, so he said, goodbye, sweetie.
Yes.
That was wonderful.
Yes. It is more common than I think you feel. Yes, it is just your awareness also that you are able to hear. Yes, but yes, these things are to us quite normal.
Yes. Well, I would have been very disappointed had I not been able to hear it.
Yes. Yes. And of course it depends on the strength of intent from spirit who have gone. Yes. And now, my dear friends, I wish to take my leave of you this time. I hope our meeting has brought you love and joy.
Thank you.
And as I leave you this time, I leave you cloaked with our love. I ask for upliftment for all of you in your daily lives, that you have love, strength, and the great knowledge of spirit with you always. Until we come together again, my dear friends, I take my leave.
Thank you, Svensson.
Thank you so much.